Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams made another urgent plea yesterday to fill empty public safety positions and increase department diversity. KJZZ's Paige Phelps spoke with Chief Williams this morning. The department's trying to make up for the 6 years it couldn't hire any people. And one way the chief says they're working to attract new talent to fill nearly 350 positions is through new partnerships with colleges and high schools.
So we're really looking at innovative ways to try to connect the younger population. What we're finding is that if we reach them sooner, they're more likely to be able to meet them, some of the minimum qualifications that we have. But also we're really trying to instill kind of service-based oriented services and policing and opportunities to the young kids. So the Washington High School Project is a huge one. In partnership with Northern Arizona University, they've just been really good about opening their doors and opening the doors to the community, too. So really excited about that.
Now, you've said that a couple of major factors that limit recruits are drug use and unethical behavior. What about other current issues like the current protests or negative attitudes towards law enforcement in the public sphere? How have those been a factor in recruiting?
So, you know, when you talk about the national landscape of law enforcement, I'm not going to dwell on the negatives. What we're really looking at doing is dwelling on the positives. If you want to come in and make a difference, if you want to serve your community, that's what we're looking at doing. What I said at the press conference yesterday is that people just want to get to know us. We're just like everyone else in society and community, except for we wear guns and badges. We're moms, we're dads, we're students, we're husbands, wives, partners, you name it. We just want the kids to get to know us. So when they meet our recruitment officers, when they see us out in the street, that's how we're looking at kind of dissolving some of the mystery behind policing and some of the negative stereotypes that may be out there.
That's funny. I was going to ask you, so what are the biggest myths that you'd like to debunk about policing?
A really good question. So the biggest myth is we're not human, that we're just robots, that we're just the facts, ma'am. We're so far beyond that. We're compassionate. We're passionate. We're service-oriented, we like to have fun, we take our job seriously, and we're really trying to figure out creative ways to let this kid see beyond what they think in policing or what you see on TV, and just really show how amazing a career it is. Director Milstead from DPS, I think, said it best yesterday. So most of us who grew up in the Phoenix Police Department, we've had 15 to 20 jobs and we've never left our agencies. So the opportunities to change jobs and do different things and get experience is just unbelievable when it comes to law enforcement.
What is the kind of guarantee that you can give to future recruits that says, not only do we want you on the force, but we're going to be able to pay you now and into the future?
We've had unwavering support by mayor and council and by our community members to make sure we create as healthy a staffing level as budgetarily possible. So the notion and idea that they're not going to have jobs is not out there at all, because mayor, council, the community understands how critically important our function is in the totality of the city of Phoenix.